Hello, hello, hello. This is Coach DR of the Lead Her Lifestyle Podcast. I am your mindset transformation coach and motivational speaker. With me today, I have Mrs. Fiscally Responsible. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Brittany Charles, known as Mrs. Fiscally Responsible, and I am a complete financial foundation expert. I specialize in helping women end money stress and achieve financial peace. My journey from $39,000 in debt to financial freedom, including paying off my mortgage in 9 years, achieving an 830 credit score, and building a monthly passive income proves that my systematic approach works. As a financial coach, I empower women to build unshakable financial foundations. Thank you so much, Coach DR, for having me today.
No, thank you for accepting the challenge. That was so much right there. Look at you, so impressive, really. Just having a mind super focused on financial stewardship is very, very impressive. Can you share your personal journey into becoming Mrs. Fiscally Responsible? What inspired your mission to teach financial stewardship?
Yes. So over 7 years ago, I was sitting at my personal finances, looking at $39,000 in debt. I had a good job, but honestly, I felt really trapped and overwhelmed by my money situation. Every single month, it was the same thing. Paycheck comes in, money goes out, and I'm sitting there like, where did it all go? But nothing to show for it. And then the turning point for me was realizing I wasn't bad with money. I just didn't have a system that actually worked for my money. I was trying to budget monthly, but getting paid every 2 weeks. I was just hoping things would work out instead of having a real plan. It was both my husband and I's personal finances simultaneously, where we didn't really have the strategic plan in place. So I started to focus more into my money. I started my fiscally responsible journey. I started blogging about my journey, showcasing my journey on Instagram. And then before I know it, I was able to just get better with budgeting my paydays. And I started tracking every dollar, figure out what was left after my bills, and made a plan for every single dollar. That allowed me to pay off $39,000 of debt in 8 months. Now I'm at the point where I just recently became mortgage free by paying. Thank you so much. I paid off my mortgage in 9 years instead of 30. I got my credit score to an exceptional status, and now I'm earning passive income. So becoming Mrs. Fiscally Responsible wasn't about becoming perfect or being perfect. It was just about just getting the right framework, getting the right state of mind, and understanding that financial freedom was possible. And now I get to show other women exactly how to do it.
And it is so needed. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, as a mindset transformation coach, I've learned that lasting behavioral change begins with uncovering the beliefs behind the actions. From your perspective, what recurring mindset themes do you notice in people who excel at managing their money compared to those who consistently struggle?
Oh, this is such a good question, because I see three major differences every single time. First thing, people who excel have this abundance mindset instead of scarcity. They see money as a tool that can grow. So when they get an extra $100, they're thinking, okay, where can I put this to work for me? Not let me spend this before it's gone, right? Secondly, which is a big one, they treat financial planning like self-care, not punishment. People who struggle see budgeting as this restrictive thing. It's the bad B word, right? But people who excel, they see it as freedom. It's a matter of planning out their money in advance, right? And really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and really having a vision for their money.
I love that self-care piece. That is so good.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because that's what it comes down to, really being able to prioritize that self-care when it comes down to your money, your income, and things of that sort. When you are taking that time to plan out your money, it's about knowing exactly what you have so that you can make real choices. That's truly powerful right there. And third, this is the biggest one. People who excel believe they actually deserve financial peace, right? So many women carry this shame around money. They think, I'm just not good with numbers, or I'll always have debt. I always will have my student loan for the rest of my life, right? But it's all about really being able to shift your mindset from I'm always going to be in debt to wait, I'm actually capable of creating something different here. We all have the potential to do it. So it's really a matter of tapping in. So the pattern I often see, people who win with money believe they can, believe they deserve to, and believe the process actually works. And then they just prove themselves right, which is a beautiful thing to watch.
I love everything that you just said. It made me so warm to think about money in a self-care perspective from that lens is just so welcoming. And so many women do live in shame about money, you know, balling it up when giving their yes. money to people, almost as if like they're scared or nervous that they right. shouldn't have it. So I love the fresh perspective that you bring to the table. In your experience, what are some of the biggest financial traps women, people in general, fall into? And how can we break free from them?
Yes, yes. So I see the same money traps over and over again. Oftentimes, I see budgeting monthly when you're getting paid biweekly or weekly. This is a huge one, simply because most advice is like, make a monthly budget, right? That's all we hear, make a monthly budget. Make sure you have a plan for your money on a monthly basis. But if you're getting paid every 2 weeks, your brain just can't keep up with that. The fixed budget per paycheck is a game changer. It will completely change the way you manage your money. When that money hits, you immediately assign it. That's the whole foundation of what I practice and my approach to budgeting your money overall. The second trap I will have to say is not knowing your remaining amount. So simply, and I love highlighting the remaining amount aspect of your personal finances. That remaining amount is defined as your bills and your expenses subtracted from your income. So it's important to understand if you have a positive remaining amount or a negative remaining amount. And understanding and knowing your remaining amount is key. Most people focus on their full paycheck, but they don't do the math to understand if there's any true remaining amount available to them and to know that number in itself, right? So it's a matter of making a plan for that remaining amount, which will be powerful in itself in terms of approaching your managing your personal finances and being able to achieve those financial goals. And the third trap I would have to say is trying to do the whole thing alone with no accountability. Money is super emotional, right? So we go through ups and downs in life as it is, right? So it's important that you not try to achieve your financial goals by yourself and really being able to get an accountability partner, get an accountability system, being able to join a challenge, work with a coach, and really being able to have someone to talk to about your money really goes a long way, especially when you do connect with like-minded others, to be able to understand what's possible, to share tips, tricks, and all of those good things in itself will go a long way. So breaking free isn't about having more willpower. It's about having the right system and the right support around you.
I love it. I love everything. I have to stop myself because I'm like, I just love everything. I just keep saying I love it. Like, what else do? What else is there? But I do. I truly love your mindset behind money. So how does being debt-free create freedom and alignment for our lives?
Oh, I love this because being debt-free literally changed my entire life. When I was in debt, every single decision got filtered through. Can I afford this? Can I afford that? Right? And I stayed at jobs I didn't even love because I needed the paycheck. I said no to opportunities because I was scared. I truly felt trapped just because I was weighing this heavy debt load in itself. But when I paid off that last debt, I'll never forget it, everything shifted, right? Financially, I could finally build wealth instead of just treading water, right? I was no longer paying for my past. I was simply able to start preparing and building for my future. That $300 car payment, now that goes to investments, right? No longer having that student loan debt, being able to invest and save for my future. Every month, my money is working for me instead of me working for my past mistakes, essentially. Emotionally, the weight just lifted, right? I didn't even realize how much mental energy debt was taken until it was gone. I was able to sleep better. I was able to think better. I had so much clarity in my life. I just was able to feel so much better and had actual peace when it came down to it. Purposefully, I could finally be a better steward of what I've been given, right? I wasn't just managing debt anymore. I was building something. I could give more freely, help my family, invest in my business, invest in other things, begin to build generational wealth in itself. And relationally, money stress impacts everything. Your relationships, how you show up. When I became debt-free, I showed up differently everywhere because I wasn't carrying that weight anymore. So freedom isn't just about the dollars, it's about alignment. Your money finally matches your values and what you truly want to do.
That is so true, and the Lead Her Lifestyle is truly about creating alignment in your entire lifestyle, not hiding behind a mask in certain spaces. And often money is one of those traps where we hide and we wear the mask. We'll dress up and look really good, and meanwhile we're struggling. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a survival mode, you really can't get ahead of your future. You're always chasing, you know? And so it's so important to make that pivot. From your perspective, why does God call us not just to keep money, but to grow it? How does multiplication reflect biblical stewardship?
Oh, so good, so good. I believe that God doesn't just want us to manage money. He wants us to multiply it. He gives us resources not to hoard them, but to actually steward them and grow them so we can fulfill our purpose, right? When I paid off my debt, I didn't just stop there. I now was able to use those minimum payments and those bills that I had set for paying towards my credit cards and everything like that. I was now able to start investing differently and be able to start investing for my future, right? And that's multiplication in itself. Multiplication isn't about greed, it's about impact. When you grow your money, you can give more generously. You can fund meaningful work, you can leave something for your kids, and you can actually be available when you're called to step out. Biblical stewardship means we don't just keep money safe in a corner somewhere. We activate it, we grow it, and then we use it for what we're actually called to do. Your financial freedom isn't about just you. It's for your family, your community, and the work you're supposed to be doing.
Go ahead and speak that Lead Her language, Brittany. Yes, that is everything that Lead Her embodies. It is about leading you, leading your family, and leading in the community, and being able to step up in the moment financially. And so I love everything that we're talking. Ladies, I hope that you are taking notes because you are getting some gems today. So please, please listen to what is being spoken today. What role do you see women playing in building and storing wealth, especially when it comes to strengthening families, whether they are single, married, or divorced?
I love this question because us women are absolute powerhouses when it comes to building and stewarding wealth. But we've been told we're not for so long, right? That narrative has got to change. For single women, you are the CEO of your household, period. And that's not a burden, that's power. When you build your foundation, you create options. You're not waiting for someone to come save you. You're building now. For married women, whether you're the primary earner or not, you have got to be involved in the finances. I love speaking from this perspective because I truly enjoy taking the lead with our finances, right? And really being involved and being in the know, right? Partnership means both people understand the money. When you're both aligned on the budget and the goals, you move so much faster. It's powerful to be aligned in the same book, maybe not on the same page at all times, but definitely in the same book, right? So you have to be aligned in your marriage. For divorced women, this is where I see so much resilience. I work with women who are rebuilding from scratch, and they are some of the most intentional, focused, financially savvy women I know because they learned the hard way that financial independence isn't optional. So to sum it all up, women are natural nurturers, planners, and protectors. When we apply those gifts to our finances, we don't just build wealth, we build legacy.
So rich, so good. You said so many important pieces just there. Single women being the CEO of their life, really managing your life like a business. We sometimes compartmentalize what mm-hmm. we do in our professional lives and are lackluster with the structure in our right. personal lives. But when you really attack your, not even attack, when you really nurture your personal life and treat it as such, you do get better outcomes. Then what I liked was the alignment piece and being able to partner with your spouse in marriage and making sure that, again, I like the line you said, in the same book, maybe not the same page. And sometimes we're a little thrown off in that space. Being married for quite some time and then divorced, I understand mm-hmm. what alignment looks like and then that rebuilding stage. So women, it is possible no matter what stage of life you are in to take control of your finances and do so with confidence. What are your views on giving and how have you seen it unlock blessings in your life?
I'm so glad you asked this because giving transformed my financial life in ways I never expected. When I was in debt, I thought, okay, I'll give when I have more money, right? But here's what I learned. You don't give from your abundance, you give from your intention, and then the abundance comes. Even when I was paying off debt, I committed to giving. There were definitely months when I didn't know how it was all going to work out, but it always did. So giving always has unlocked for me the shift from my whole mindset from scarcity to abundance. When I gave, I was basically declaring there's more where this came from. It allowed me to really be able to activate being a cheerful giver when it comes down to family, friends, and overall just being able to be a generous person in itself when it came down to really being able to build in, okay, that giving nature overall.
Giving is such a challenge when you're operating from a place of lack. However, I do really believe that when we trust God with our money, he shows us how to do more. So you hit the nail on the head with that statement. What are a few practical steps you recommend for someone just beginning their journey toward financial stewardship and wealth building?
I love this question because I want people to actually leave with action steps and not just feel inspired for a minute. Here are three things that I encourage everyone to do. So step one, start with a payday budget system. Don't try to budget the whole month, budget per paycheck. Here's what you do. You write down your income per paycheck, list all your bills and expenses, subtract your bills from your income, and understand that's your remaining amount. Then make a plan for every single dollar of that remaining amount. Savings, goals, lifestyle, all of it, right? I actually have a free payday budget planner on my website, and it walks you through the whole thing. Step two, build a $1,000 emergency fund first. Before you tackle debt, before you invest, get $1,000 in your savings. You'll be surprisingly shocked at how often we don't have $1,000 in our savings account, right? Because life is gonna life. If your car breaks down, if your kids need something, if you don't have that cushion, you'll just go right back into debt. So I highly encourage you to build a $1,000 emergency fund first. Number three, choose one financial goal and reverse engineer it. Don't try to do everything at once. It's going to be super overwhelming, right? So just start by picking one thing. If you want to save $3,000 in 3 months, that's $250 a month or $125 per paycheck. And now you're able to not just dream about it. It's now an actual number that you're working towards, right? And it's really a matter of making sure that financial goal is designated as a SMART goal for yourself, right? And numbers you can actually work with. Bonus step, get some accountability. Don't try to do it all alone.
Okay, I hope you ladies heard that. Easy steps, 1, 2, 3. And if you missed it, Ms. Fiscally Responsible said that there is a free payday planning guide on her website, which we will give you shortly. If you could leave one lasting message about money, stewardship, and God's purpose for wealth, what would it be?
Your money is not just about you, right? It's about your purpose. You weren't given resources just so you could pay bills and survive, right? It's all about thriving. You have income so you can fulfill what you're actually called to do. You can't walk in your purpose if you're buried in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, and stressed about money all the time. Financial chaos just blocks your purpose. When you get your finances in order, when you're debt-free, when you're building wealth, when you're stewarding well, you position yourself to say yes to what you're being called to do. So financial freedom isn't the end goal. It's the tool that helps you actually live out your purpose.
So, Rich, this has been an amazing session. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing those words with our listeners. Financial stewardship is so important. And so, ladies, I hope that you really took heed to what was being said today. Where can they find you? How can they get in contact with you?
Yes, you can find me directly on my website at www.fiscally-responsible.com. I'm also very active on social media. My handle on Instagram is at MrsMRS.fiscallyresponsible. So please, please, please stay connected with me. I have a ton of resources to share. I'm an open book, sharing my own journey, and I'm looking forward to staying connected.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss the opportunity to partner and collaborate with Mrs. Fiscally Responsible to improve your financial outlook. Don't wait another day. Start as soon as you can. Remember, it's your time to shine, ladies. You better lead.